Time to catch up with the mayor of this fair city. It's Glenn Hardwick. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Morning, Gook. A bit of a seductive tone you've got in your voice, mate.
That comes free of charge.
I don't know how to take that.
You get an interview and turned on at the same time.
Jeez, Ali.
Well, I don't know. I'm talking you up, Bilko.
Thank you.
I could say frightened and almost sick.
Yeah, well, hey, what's going on? Almost the business end of the year for you. A couple of more things to sort out, Glenn, between now and the end of the year. Are you taking time off or do you only get a chance to get away?
We'll try to have a bit of time off over the Christmas, New Year like most people, so that'll be good. But, Christmas on Mary is, two awesome nights of the year in Mary Street where we can come in and catch up with our friends and support the traders is coming up. So that's... that's going to be two great nights there. The Chamber of major driving force behind that, so it's great to see.
It is. I can't wait for that. Well, I love the Winter Trees on Mary Festival was awesome. Just seeing all those stall holders and shop owners, I don't know, it's just such a great festive vibe.
Yeah, it is. And I saw Tony Goodman out just the other day handing out flyers again as he normally does, pushing the card and making sure those events are a success. And
he's a champion.
I think what people don't realise is that, now it's driven by the business community.
Yep.
And they're saying, we want to put this event on for you, but come and support us and show your, catch up with your friends, show your support to the local businesses. But most importantly, it's just before Christmas. You'll see friends and family that haven't seen for a while.
100%. I tell you what, Glenn, I normally do all my Christmas shopping. I end up at the Mad Dash midnight all night one. And so I'm committing.
Is that 7-Eleven?
Yes. Hey, don't joke.
Mum, thanks. I've got 2-minute noodles.
Hey, I borrowed $50 off my oldest brother years ago because I had no money left to buy him a present. And I ended up, I don't know what happened, I must have bought someone else one and I forgot, and I ended up giving him a packet of snakes. he brings it up all the time.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to buy him a present at Christmas on Mary this year. There you go.
Yeah, 15. Plenty of awesome shops in Mary Street. It's that boutique shopping without the boutique pricing.
Yes. Oh, hey. You should do work for the Chamber of Commerce.
15th and 22nd of December, lock that in. By the way, Glenn, how's the Christmas tree looking at the Nelson Reserve? I know Graves Electrical just finished getting it all together. Is it officially lit up yet?
Yeah, Graves and Energex have, they come out every year. So, it's great that those two, Energex is obviously a state company, but Graves Electrical, a local business, been around since Adam was a boy, getting out and supporting the community. They do it free of charge. They put their time and their effort in. So it's really good. Look, the tree's got a bit of work to do. It still needs the support. The root system's not there. And, probably it's just one of those things that will take a few years to sort of evolve and get to a point where it'll sort of look like you would expect a Christmas tree to look.
Look, we don't judge.
As long as it's got lighting.
Give the tree a chance. Don't want him feeling bad or her.
We've got to be patient with it. It was a big tree and it's going to take time to get its root system down so we can actually hang some stuff on it without damaging
breaking
it.
Exactly.
Nobody needs a droopy tree. Especially
no one
with all this.
Oh, God, don't go there. And look, we mentioned this too for people who are coming in on holidays because there are a few of them. Don't forget Fireworks Rainbow Beach this year. That is going to be probably the most spectacular event ever. And you'll be pulling the lever, will you, Glenn?
or lighting the cracker. We wanted to do it last year. And there was something that as a council we thought, the fireworks will be down on the beach. So I'll be shooting them up over that main street and that main business and residential area, Rainbow Beach, and we thought that would be pretty spectacular. The fireworks guru said the same, and it was only COVID that held us back. We're basically going to have to do an SAS operation to sort of comply with the COVID requirements. This year, though, it's open. You can come down. If you're vaxxed or unvaxxed, it doesn't matter. You can be in that public area. You can enjoy the fireworks and go back to your accommodation. I think it's going to be an iconic event, and I think the Rainbow Beach community will see just how good it is at New Year's Eve and probably want to do it a little bit more. But, this is us this year, Next year we'll be in another part of the region for the share and the love. But get down to Rainbow Beach because I think it's going to be pretty special.
It's going to be a ripper. Now, Meg Glenn, I'd love to ask you on a personal note, what does Christmas Day look like for you and your family? Like, what do you think? What isn't it Christmas unless you have? Like prawns
For myself, I'm pretty relaxed with it. I probably don't have the traditions and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
For Talitha, she's very much organised and has the tradition. She puts the, you know, all the little presents in the socks for our adult children and all that sort of stuff. And she makes Christmas really special because it's all those little things that people do, the traditions that they create that, you know, that sort of give it that speciality. My dad, Mickey, does some specialty barbecue prawns. So, they're die for. but no, just it's about family. I'd rather be with the people that really matter than sort of doing anything else.
You're a typical bloke, Len. You sit back and let it all happen around you. I love it.
Oh, no, mate, I'm there in the kitchen. I'm slaving away.
Good boy.
Yeah. Well, give me a few tips because I've got no idea. Hey,
yeah,
Meg,
just don't ring Talitha after that.
Oh, mate, we'll catch you in the next couple of weeks before you wind up for the year, and hopefully we get to do a nice lunch as a big thank you for helping us and being a part of our show and embracing us into the community as a brand new show this year.
What,
it's been awesome.
Are you hitting the mayor up for a free lunch now?
No, we'll take him out to lunch.
Oh, wow.
So this is the purpose of his little seduction.
Yes.
You want to lure me out to lunch.
Oh, I tell you what, well, if he's if Bilko's inviting you out to lunch, he's already hit the boss up about paying for it.
Thank you, Glenn.
No, like new local government rules. I've got to pay for it myself.
Yeah, so fair enough. All right.
Do that. But look, we just appreciate your commitment to the region. You know, you could chase a dollar of the Sunshine Coast, but you're committed to our region, and you guys are up in town a hell of a lot. Most people don't know when you're around. You just go and do your thing. But
we're still, you know, mate.
We really appreciate your commitment. We appreciate your commitment and the commitment of people like the Chamber of Commerce and all of the wonderful suppliers and farmers in the area. It's just such a beautiful community. And how can you not be committed to an area that's got a suburb called Candanga in it? Come on.
All right, Meg Glenn.
And Lower Wonga.
Oh, sure. We'll catch you
up. Love it.
We'll catch you in a fortnight, Meg Glenn.